A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 12 of our 40 days Lenten reflections and prayers. Our text for reflection is Acts 22, the verses 30 to chapter 23, verse 11. The commander wanted to find out exactly why Paul was being accused by the Jews. So the next day he released him and ordered the chief priests and all the members of the Sanhedrin to assemble. Then he brought Paul and had him stand before them. Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin and said, "My brothers, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day." At this, the high priest Ananias ordered those standing near Paul to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, "God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. You sit there to judge me according to the law, yet you yourself violate the law by commanding that I be struck." Those who were standing near Paul said, "How dare you insult God's high priest?" Paul replied, "Brothers, I did not realize that he was the high priest, for it is written, 'Do not speak evil about the ruler of your people.'" Then Paul, knowing that some of them were Sadducees and the others Pharisees, called out in the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee, descended from Pharisees. I stand on trial because of the hope of the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. There was a great uproar, and some of the teachers of the law who were Pharisees stood up and argued vigorously. "We find nothing wrong with this man," they said. "What if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him?" The dispute became so violent that the commander was afraid Paul would be torn to pieces by them. He ordered the troops to go down and take him away from them by force and bring him into the barracks. The following night, the Lord stood near Paul and said, "Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." I have lived my life with a perfectly good conscience before God up to this day. Dear friends, verses 1 to 5 of Acts 23 is about the integrity of Paul, that quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. Paul had been invited to the Sanhedrin to answer charges concerning the proclamation of the gospel, and more precisely about his arguments about the resurrection of the dead. Looking intently at the council, he said, "Brethren, I have lived my life with a perfectly good conscience before God." Paul had grown up in Jerusalem under Gamaliel. He had been an active Pharisee, and he had previously worked for the Sanhedrin in persecuting Christians. Though all that had taken place some 20 years earlier, Paul believed there were men present in the Sanhedrin that he knew personally and who could testify to the quality of his personality. He was not a violator of the law. Now, friends, this does not mean that Paul had always done right or had never sinned. He describes himself as the chief of sinners in 1 Timothy 1:15. But the statement was to show that his conscience was clean, and he did not have any guilt for anything. He had conducted himself in holiness and godly sincerity. So let me ask you, friend, are you going through a difficult time in your life, at home, at work, in the church, or elsewhere, because you have been accused of something and you need to face the charges? You are trying to defend yourself in every way against the allegations. Can you say like Paul, "I have lived my life with a perfectly good conscience before God and even before man"? Paul worked hard to live a consistent moral and religious life. Any accusation that they made against him concerning the violation of the law and customs of the land was untrue. His argument is that his decisions and actions were guided by his understanding of God's will. He had been consistently obedient to God throughout his life. So if they have a problem with anything he has done, then they should take it up with God. It seems to me, friends, this is such a refreshing thing to be able to speak with such confidence. But you know, not many people are obedient to God and consistent in their Christian lives. We say and do not. We judge others and exclude ourselves. We talk the talk but don't walk the walk. And the world is easy to walk in when you don't want to do the will of the Lord. It will offer all kinds of advice and compliment our sinful manner and ways. But a life like that will never have the confidence to say with any sense of integrity, in defense of an accusation, "I have lived my life with a perfectly good conscience before God." Dear friends, when the conscience is good, then it can be your guide. That is why Paul so often mentions it in his writings. It is his conscience that bears witness to his compassion for the lost, and his faithfulness in living in holiness and godly sincerity in his conduct with others. It was his clear conscience that gave him comfort and confidence, as it did here in Acts 23 and other places. The goal of his instruction of others included a good conscience, as well as a pure heart and a sincere faith. It is vitally important that we have the same goals in life, especially as we aim to enable others to see the light of Christ through our own lives. May God be merciful to us and grant us a spirit of obedience, sincerity, and integrity. Merciful Father, we come before you in prayer. By your power, we are continually upheld and sustained. And so we lift up our hearts to you as the source of all light and love, all knowledge and truth, all goodness and joy. Help us to lay aside all anxious cares and concerns from the busy world and commune with you in your holy presence. We confess with shame how far short we have come of your will and purpose for us, how far short we have come of what we ourselves hoped to be. Show us clearly what you would have us to be and to do, and what we must renounce to be worthy of our calling as disciples of Jesus Christ. Cleanse us from every stain of past sin. Deliver us from its evil power and grant us thy forgiveness and thy peace. God, our Heavenly Father, We confess for times when we haven't shown a sense of integrity in the conduct of our affairs. Help us, O Father, to be true to ourselves and to live up to the expectations of your word. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.